participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop.
Thank you.
Giving him kind of a little
a little wave, a little nod, a twitch, a
nonverbal.
It's pretty amazing. It's like watching a trapeze act.
There you go, right. The flying Bazzinis. And welcome to the show, big show we have for you today. Let's see, gosh. First off, we are doing the march on Main Street.
Right.
That's how we're going to march, too, very seriously.
Like death troopers.
We did this in Philly last Friday. We're doing it here in D.C. tonight.
Already people are gathering outside our studios at 10800 Main Street in beautiful Fairfax, Virginia.
Tonight, I wonder if You'll be marching tonight.
Who doesn't like a Friday night party?
If you are one of the first 106 people to show up when we leave the studio at 7 o'clock, you're going to walk down the street with us to an undisclosed location.
Right.
Because there are eateries to the left and eateries to the right.
Absolutely.
Can't tell you which one we're going to yet.
Right, it's a secret.
You'll find out when we get there.
Yep.
We are going to buy food for everybody.
And it's going to be a good time. Everybody's excited about it. I know the staff is excited. I was tempted to invite everybody on the staff.
And,
then I saw Tim McWilliams and I said, no, he didn't dress up today.
Of course, you know, it's BYOB. You got to buy your own booze because we don't want to be sued.
Yeah, we're basically going along with the legal department and following their instructions.
And incidentally, they have given this the big stamp of approval.
Well, isn't that wonderful? It's always so nice when they approve of things.
So if you'd like to come down, it's very informal. We're just going to say, you know, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show in the old time slot, then the new time slot, now back in the old time slot again.
Yes.
We got the ratings for the old time slot a couple of days ago, and you guys made us number one overall in the overall ratings again. And
hell of an accomplishment. We can always keep that with us and know that in three separate day parts here in Washington, D.C., the show is number one.
And, you know, no matter where we go, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's Sacramento, whether it's Wichita, whether it's... I only said Sacramento to get a rise out of my
head. You know, it works. I'm an easy target. I'm a very easy target.
Well, you know what, hell, I'm part of the pact as well. I might as well let the secret out of the bag.
But, you know, you never know. You never say never, Don. You never say never.
No, we have a pact.
We shouldn't say that.
Okay, I won't say it.
We really should.
I won't say it.
Absolutely, no need.
We might be coming to Sacramento again someday.
That's right. You never know. I mean, they clamor for us out there, and you know, we love the fan reaction out there.
Anyway, the point is, no matter where it is that we go, because the show, Rob's really doing the Sacramento dance.
Yeah, it's starting slow.
We are so grateful to be on in all these cities.
Yes, we are.
San Francisco, Reno, Las Vegas, Norfolk, New Orleans, Philly, did I mention them? Baltimore, of course, D.C. Mm-hmm. It all starts here, gentlemen, on WJFK in Washington, D.C., and tonight we're going to say thanks. Thanks for listening to the old shift, the new shift.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on out. We'll have a drink with you. Love to hang out and just
come right out in front of the brick building with the WJFK logo, the CBS logo, spooky the other logo, the spooky looking eye.
See what you're doing, and we'll be there at 7 o'clock, and we'll march down Main Street. Now, a couple of very quick show notes. Oh, first, if you allow me to indulge for a moment, to thank everybody here for the wonderful gifts for my birthday, which was, you know, 2 days ago, but I'm receiving them now.
Right.
From Buzz, I got a wonderful wheel of cheese.
A wheel of cheese.
A wheel of cheese.
Yes, blue cheese, his favorite.
Really? Like a big fancy wheel.
Mm-hmm. A wheel of different blue cheeses.
Oh, very cool.
And a book that I haven't read that I'm looking forward to reading. And
I didn't smell the cheese when I came into the office.
That's because Buzz gave it to me in a refrigerated carry-on.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Like something he would carry his medical parts to the hospital.
Didn't want it to go bad on him.
I know he's an aficionado of the moldy cheese as well.
Mm, yes.
Love it. And a couple of pornos from Buzz, as always.
Oh, really? Hey, Buzz?
Yeah. A couple of DVD pornos.
For Christmas time?
You got it, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And Mike got me a very nice Atlanta Falcons jersey. I thanked him for that yesterday.
Yes, gave that to you the other day.
Lisa gave me a nice collection of DVD based on mafia history.
Oh, cool. Well, you can bone up on your mafia history.
An 8 DVD set.
Enjoy.
But, of course, the winner, with no offense to anybody who gave me all the wonderful gifts, is Rob Spiewak.
I knew what he was going to give you, and it was no disappointment when I walked into the office.
One of those green felt German hats.
Right.
And what is it, Robbie? What do you call it now?
After hours searching on the internet, look for Bavarian traditional hat. And it comes with a big, deer hair brush off to the side. It's marvelous.
The kind that the guys that do the Ricola commercials.
Exactly.
And it fits.
And remember, if you go to Germany, you're a size 60.
It fits beautifully.
Next time we're on South Street in Philadelphia, I would love to see you break that hat out and wear that down South Street.
You're going
to
see it tonight, Mike.
There you go. Wear it tonight. Very good.
Wear it for the march tonight. And I want to thank my wonderful wife, who finally has figured out after 21 years... Mm-hmm. what I like.
And that is?
Well, I have a very limited, and you guys know as well.
Yeah, you know what
I mean,
you like.
Porto, you got, and Rob got me some booze, some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mike O'Mara got me the NFL jersey.
Jerseys, right.
My wife, everything that she got me has to do with the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
She got me shirts, more Lucky Packers socks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For the first time ever, Lucky Packers underpants.
Very, very, like underoos.
The coach's shirt that I'm wearing today.
Very tasteful. I like that when it's kind of subtle.
The official coach's pants. She actually bought the pants that the coaches wear on the sidelines.
That's very exciting.
That say Packers on the back of them.
And the pants fit okay?
The pants fit great.
You do mail order, sometimes that's a little dicey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I'm waiting for the next lucky day.
Right.
The next time, and as it turns out for Mike and I, the next lucky day is going to be, what is it, September 30th?
It is indeed, Don.
September 30th.
And that's when you wear the entire outfit.
Mm-hmm. That's an inside thing. That's a contractual deal.
It is not a lucky day, necessarily, but
it could be a lucky day.
If you wear your lucky clothing, then
so
it will be.
So I will wear the entire outfit anyway. Thank you guys for all the very nice stuff.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday belated. We'll celebrate tonight, in fact.
Now, show-wise, here's what's happening show-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to send a very smart listener to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the lame daytime version with Meredith Vagina.
yeah.
As it turns out, the deadline has passed for that.
Aww.
And they've gone elsewhere.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah.
But anyway, it was really just a ruse.
Can you hear the disappointment in my voice?
It was a ruse to get people,
yeah,
to get radio stations to whore themselves out.
Exactly.
To get a listener on the show. And
TV never did anything for us.
And mm-hmm. they,
bastards.
And that the radio guys are somewhere in the background, and we had thought it would be fun.
Goofily looking at our listener, rooting her on or him on.
And we thought it'd be fun to goof on, and so like a Chinese guy to be me and a black guy to be Mike.
Right.
And more importantly, a chance for one of our listeners to win $1 million.
Right. Exactly.
But we were too late, so sorry about that.
Oh, well. Too late, baby. It's too late.
However,
but we really did try to make
try
it.
To make
try
it.
To make it, right.
Something inside just cried.
But I'm still, and I just can't hide it. I just can't hide it.
Hey,
whoa,
it.
Don, I'm dying.
Charlie, I feel the earth.
Move
under my feet.
I feel the sky.
Tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
The good news is, listen, I got to mention this. If you're coming tonight for the March on Main Street,
walk into that party like you're walking onto a yacht.
Do not park. Well, now you've switched. Now
well,
you've,
I always got you.
Carol King
and Carly Simon. Always put them in the same boat together.
Tonight, if you're coming down to join us in the March on Main Street, do not park in the American Legion parking lot.
Don't do it.
You will be towed.
Mm-hmm.
You may park in the church parking lot.
Well, that's very nice that the church has done that.
There's a chance that your car will explode when God realizes that you're parking in his house.
Yeah, and we're going to
one of our shows.
We're going to quite a hot little party spot, too. This could be quite an evening.
Mm-hmm. So do not park in the American Legion parking lot. So here's what we have coming up for
you. I did want to share one last thing. Since you're on the subject of the get-together this evening, I wanted to just say that some lucky listener tonight, if they choose not to drink, might have the opportunity to give a national treasure a ride home. There you go. Thank you very much. Just wanted to say that.
Here is the deal with what we have coming up promotionally, and I want to get this out there right now.
Okay.
We were going to do the strip trivia to give away the trip to New York.
Yes.
To be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Indeed.
As it turns out, listen to this, and our thanks to Tammy Sachs.
Oh, she's the greatest.
Yep. From WJFK, who works her ass off for this show. Starting today, for the next week, every day on the show, we'll be giving away a vacation to Iceland.
Nice.
Courtesy of IcelandAir.com. That starts today. Somebody wins a vacation today.
Wow.
But that's not all.
No?
Tammy says to me, she says, I know you wanted to play strip trivia next week. And I know you had the trip to New York to give away.
Right.
And then you didn't get the stuff to the millionaire people in time.
And it's always really nice to play strip trivia with a fabulous prize.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you ready for this?
What are we giving away?
Wednesday, and we'll start trolling for women and guys on Monday.
Okay.
Wednesday, when we play strip trivia for the first time ever, we will be giving away a trip to Hawaii.
Ooh.
Oh, that's the best trip you've ever given away on Strip Trivia. Oh.
If that ain't the best vacation, I don't know what is.
My that's fantastic.
God. Wednesday, we're giving away a four-night...
This could be the all-female edition of Strip Trivia.
On Wednesday, we're giving away a four-night, five-day stay at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
Oh, my God.
In Hawaii.
I've been by that joint. That's fantastic.
Mike, it's the Pink Palace.
That place is world famous.
Of the Pacific.
It's beautiful.
And this is brought to you, of course, by my wife and kids. TV's Funniest Family Hits Hawaii, the one-hour comedy spectacular. Don't miss the season premiere of My Wife and Kids, Wednesday, September 2-5 at 8 p.m. on your local ABC affiliate.
You're providing airfare?
Everything.
Wow.
The whole deal, Mike.
That's incredible.
The whole deal.
It's a great vacation.
Not a CBS trip. It's an ABC trip.
That is wonderful.
So on Wednesday, the return of Strip Trivia and the best grand prize we've ever had.
So much better than the last Hawaii trip we gave away where they included bus tickets.
Have you ever given away a trip to Hawaii? Have we ever given away a trip?
I don't think we ever have. We've given away trips all over the Caribbean. We've given trips to California, Alaska, but I don't remember doing it to Hawaii.
Don't think so. So that would be pretty great. Not only do we have a trip to Iceland, yes,
show historian Rob Spiewak.
Yes, Ed.
The reason you've never given away a trip to Hawaii is they don't do a lot of wrestling there.
Thank you. We're giving away a trip to Iceland every day for the next week, starting today. And next Wednesday, we'll play Strip Trivia to give away a trip to Hawaii.
Glad you had a chance to get that off your chest, Rob.
So goddamn, we got a ton of stuff happening. When we're done with the show today, I am the lucky man. I am on my way down to Clemson, South Carolina, where I will be joining my wife and son.
Wow.
Clemson really, really wants Bart to go to their school.
Well, you're not leaving till early tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, oh no, I'm gonna have time. I'm gonna have time, Mike, to partake this evening.
Sure, absolutely.
But Clemson really, really wants him, and at our cost, they're not flying us now, but at our cost,
right?
We're going down. We're going to play Ball State tomorrow night. We're going to the football game.
Should be a big victory for Clemson.
We are going to be touring the campus.
It's Clemson, right? Clemson. It's not Clemson.
And the part about it that's oogie is that, as I mentioned yesterday, my wife and I are not staying in a hotel.
No.
My son's going to be staying on campus in a dorm, in a frat. My wife and I are spending the night with a professor.
I can only hope it's like something you'd see on Real Sex.
I don't
know. The real world.
I hope.
Where you sit down. I watched Real Sex last night, and you know what? Consistently, the grossest people.
It is.
And if that professor sits down, like, across from you and Frida on the couch, and says something along the lines of what I saw this one couple say to the other one, so... Do you swing?
I don't think so, but they got the hots for him.
You know those intellectuals, those academics.
Mm-hmm. I mean the school's got the hots for Bart, so we're going down there for him, and you'll get a full report on that on Monday. And the very last thing that I want to say here, boy, we have a regular Friday feature here, the newsmaker of the week. Before we wheel him in, I just want to say something to the medical community. F you.
Oh dear.
That. Everybody has heard the disintegration and then the revitalization of my throat over the last 6 to 7 months.
That's right.
I had a cyst about 8 months ago.
I had to remove.
And I had to go to a doctor in New York. And as it turns out, the fact that I had that cyst had nothing to do with me losing my voice and getting the raspy sound in my voice.
We all thought at the time that that's exactly what it was.
Right. I had people lecture me and say, oh, you're smoking too many cigars. Even though I had cut down, I hadn't been smoking during the show. I hadn't been smoking at home. I'd done everything right. Then I had people say, well, it must be the way you're living your life. It must be the alcohol. It must be.
Yeah.
And I went to see ear, nose, and throat doctors, and each one of them gave me a different prognosis. And finally, I went to see my kidney doctor for my regular 6-month checkup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have not bored everybody out there in Radio Land with the trials and tribulations that I've gone through with the fact that I have one kidney. And I've gone through some stuff over the last year that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Well, not maybe I would.
Yeah.
Because
You wished worse on your enemies.
It involves needles and machines and stuff like that. And stuff that I just haven't bored you with. But part of it is this regimen that included different medicines.
Right.
And as it turns out, I'm going for my checkup with the kidney guy. And the kidney guy says, "Hey, what's the deal with your throat?" And I said, "You know what? I don't know. I mean, I've been to ear, nose, and throat doctors. They, you know, I went to an allergist. She put me on some allergy medicine." Uh-huh. The kidney guy says, "Hey, you know what it is? It's the medicine I've been giving you."
Wow. You had mentioned that last week very briefly.
That it's definitely a side effect of the medicine for your kidney.
And it's probably one of those, like, number one side effects that's in big, bold letters.
Yeah. Let me change the prescription, and I bet within a week, your throat sounds better.
Right.
Well, here it is, lo and behold, a week later.
Yeah, and I really noticed an improvement.
Yeah, I mean, it's nearly 100%. Now, here's my question, and the FU I have is for all of the so-called experts that I went to see who diagnosed me with, and I don't doubt that I have an allergy to ragweed and dogwood.
Oh, they love that word, allergy, though.
And pollen. And,
sure.
And I don't doubt that it's one of the 1 zillion different crackpot theories I got. All I know is that I go to see my regular kidney doctor, a guy who has nothing to do with the throat, and he says, "Oh, your voice sounds that way because the medication I'm giving you dries out your throat.
Uh-huh.
Let me change the medication. I'll give you a medication that does the same work, and your throat will immediately begin to sound better."
Glad that he came along with that after a while, knowing that you do a radio program.
Well, and not his fault.
Right.
He's not a regular listener of this show.
No.
And God knows.
No people in the medical community.
Who can blame him? And he said to me last week, he said, "How come you didn't call me immediately about this?" And I said,
"Didn't he tell you to call him if your condition worsens?"
I said, "Well, I didn't call you because it was my throat.
Yeah,
it wasn't my kidney. My kidney is fine." And then he pointed out that right there on the bottle, you know. But they cover their ass with so many different things on the bottle that could go wrong.
There is not a medicine you can take that will not cause headache or diarrhea.
Right.
According to the disclaimers, they all do that.
Yeah. So anyway,
dry mouth.
F you to all those doctors that thought it was something else, because that's, in fact, what it was. And now I feel for Mike, who has got some kind of a rasp in his throat.
Yes, chronic hoarseness.
Is going through the same type of a double talk, double speak with doctors.
I went to a lovely lady physician today and had it checked out. And she informed me that, this is the first step, that perhaps it's a little reflux.
Oh, could be.
I said, I'm not aware that I have acid indigestion. I don't have it on any kind of regular basis. Occasionally, she said, "Well, we're going to put you on this medicine for reflux and wait 2 weeks and then schedule an appointment with an ear, nose, and throat person."
Now, reflux, that's like acid.
Yeah, it's like acid. It's
back up your
esophagus. It can happen at night. And then she told me, but really, I think the real reason and what I'd like you to stop doing, stop touching yourself. If you stop touching yourself under any circumstances, you will not have a problem with hoarseness. And I told her that, you know, on the lower levels of my voice, I'm fine, like right now. Mm-hmm. But I do, I'll be honest with you. I started crying in her office and said,
"How's Charlie doing?"
I do this little character, Charlie.
"How's Charlie, Mike?"
And unfortunately, Charlie sounds...
Get to know Charlie.
"Charlie sounds like this now."
Oh, no.
"May I have a glass of water?" "Charlie's dying."
And I can understand.
"Charlie's dying."
I can understand what everybody was saying to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When my voice was like that, because when Mike says that, immediately the first thing I want to say is, my God, man, that's how you make your living.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a doctor?
Yeah. Right.
I would advise you, based on what I went through, go see, like, a podiatrist. Here's the deal. Go see a doctor for the totally opposite ailment, and that's how you're going to find your cure.
Here's what pisses me off. I quit smoking less than a month ago. I get back on the treadmill, and I'm back up to about 2 miles a day. I'm almost doing two-mile run a day now. You know, the fat man's back exercising again. And I'm pissed because I'm sitting there doing all this stuff, and this is the way I sound. And it may, you know, when I was back with the lifestyle that was going to put me in the ground, I was actually sounding a lot better than I am right now. So it's very, very frustrating, but, you know, and the thing that kills me is you leave an office of a medical professional and you say to yourself, you know, she spent actual looking at my throat probably less than 15 seconds.
Right, just like, let me take a look.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, does this thing about reflux and says, we'll see what happens.
See, when I heard that...
And then she says to me, don't go to a... I said, well, do you think we could expedite things and I could get right into an ear, nose, and throat specialist just to get this thing? Well, they don't like it unless we try a course of some sort of medication.
Yes.
I swear to God, and I said to myself, well, F them if they don't like it. I want to go to a specialist.
Isn't it like...
See, it's incredible.
Isn't it like going to a car dealership?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
You go to the car dealership and they say, well, you need this and you need that. Well, okay, well, I'll take it down the street for that. No. We can do it here.
We can do it here. They'll get mad. They'll get mad if you go walking in to a specialist's office without, you know, trying something that's not going to work.
Right.
So I you know, and then they said, and if you have a problem getting in, because sometimes it's 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, boy, the you know, my little experience with the medical community, it's just, it drives you nuts. It really does. It drives you completely. So we'll see what happens.
I feel like George Costanza, you know, that Seinfeld. Remember, George did everything the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And things worked out for him.
Right.
Every decision he made,
sure,
that was opposite,
right,
worked out for him great.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt last week after I left the kidney doctor.
Right.
It was like I wasted all the time
right.
with the goddamn allergists and the throat doctor and, yep. and the guy in New York, when really it was the medicine for my kidney.
Yeah, you never know. You know, I mean, and you know, it's so, hit and miss, and they guess, and they try to figure it out.
You know,
it's like hearing a noise in your car.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm starting to feel that doctors are like TV weathermen.
Yep.
That really... They don't know. I mean, unless they put you under the machine and they see that you've got like a human skull-sized, some kind of growth right next to your heart.
Put you under the machine that goes bing.
You know, unless they put you under something where they can say, oh, look, oh, yes, well, you have a mayonnaise jar in your anus.
Right.
No wonder you're having problems going to the bathroom.
That might account for the stomach distress, sir.
Unless it's something so obvious they have to be beaten over the head with it.
Right.
I really don't think they have a clue, much like I don't think weather people have a clue.
Yeah, you just you have to get luck of the draw. There's some that are better than others, and we'll wait and see. I'm going to try the stuff, and of course I said, you know, I asked the question that I always ask, you know, with my condition. I said, can I have a cocktail or two on this medicine? I said, well, no, it's processed through the liver, so you can maybe have one or two. You know, and I'm like, one or two
big ones.
So you're telling me that I can have my warm-up.
Good luck.
You know, so I'm waiting, in fairness to our little shindig tonight, our march down Main Street. I'm actually waiting until tomorrow to start my course of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
My Prilosec that she put me on.
Well, I've heard about that on TV.
Even though I don't,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think they lobby pretty hard, Rob, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. God damn.
You know, you ever have the impression you see some of these physicians like with their feet up in the Bahamas?
Right.
Man, wrote 17 scripts for Prilosec last month.
Just name it with sec, whatever it is.
Doctor, I have a problem with my eye. Prilosec.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how are you all?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good, I just wanted to welcome you all back to the 3 o'clock spot. It's nice to have you here.
Could you please pick up?
Please.
Please?
Yeah.
Speaker phones are so impersonal.
It's a courtesy.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to welcome you guys back, and I really appreciate you guys switching times, because now my wife can listen to you.
Yeah.
And as a result of my wife listening, I have received ass play.
Ass?
Wow. Hey, all right.
How the hell did that happen?
That's terrific.
That's a stunner.
Do you take your finger? No.
That is
ass play.
I didn't mean literally.
Oh,
how did that happen?
God almighty, he's all wound up tonight, isn't he?
I am.
It is a mortal sin, sir.
Sin City.
How did that happen?
Well, she just has been listening to the show, and one thing she asked me, she said, why did they play that sound clip so much?
Ass play.
That one?
That's the one.
And what did you answer her with, which precipitated her doing it?
Ass play.
I basically told her that it's something that a lot of men enjoy and that I would really like to try.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Hey, you were honest. That's fantastic.
Something a lot of men enjoy and I'd like to try.
Ass play.
All right, well, glad it worked out for you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
See you later.
Thank you for your
Who doesn't want to have their temperature taken?
Our country. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
And I just wanted to congratulate you, Don, for now that you got your medical problems situated here, back on the rain and back on the cigars, huh?
Well, I have started ingesting cigars again, not as heavily as before, but really with the vodka, I'm afraid I've made the switch to Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, you next thing you'll be drinking the cranberry ones.
Yeah, the cranberry
one. Yeah, there and there.
And I got,
bring your own when you go to Mike when Don's there, Mike.
And I got busted by Frida the other night that I was having a Mike's Hard Lemonade Cranberry, and I snuck.
You tweaked it up a little bit.
I snuck just a spoonful of vodka in it.
Yeah,
makes a great mixer.
She came by, and you know. My dog can, my wife can smell like a dog.
Right.
I mean, she's got that, you know how dogs have that great sense of smell?
Sure.
Yeah, I got one of them at home, too.
What, a wife or a dog?
Well, a wife that smells like a dog.
Has a sense of smell like a dog. Your wife doesn't smell like a dog.
Not literally.
All I did was walk by her, and I just went, hi, baby. And she said, why did you put vodka in there? That was it.
Wow.
That was it. Just for me, just
how
going.
She can tell because it's such a
hi, baby.
Mild. What is the alcohol content?
Like 0.1.
Yeah, what's the point?
You gotta have like 15 Mike's Hard Lemonades to have the equivalent of one glass of vodka.
Rob says it's higher than that.
It's 5%.
See, my wife says that too. Only mine's more in the line of what Buzz likes. What have you been doing?
Oh, God.
Your liver will be fine.
I got news for you. You can smell that in the whole parking garage. You know, that's not like smelling
every
liquor.
Night.
That's not like
Come on, Robbie.
Liquor.
A Mike's Hard Lemonade is 5'6". Most beer is like 4'8". But here's a Mike's bottle is only 11.2 ounces.
Ah, that's
so
how they get
you.
So
it's not equivalent to a beer.
So it's more than a beer, but less than a beer.
Exactly.
Hello. You made up for your earlier joke.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Don?
Yeah.
I'll fix that.
Yeah.
Frederick, I got a problem. One with what you said about calling Bart's place where he's staying a frat.
Yeah.
You don't call your mother a mouth or your country a sea, do you?
I don't what?
Are you a fraternity guy?
I gotta
know what frat you're part of if you're busting his balls about that.
You mean you're one of those dicks that's gonna try to bust my balls because I called it a frat instead of a fraternity? Hello?
As a frat member, of Sigma Phi Epsilon, a frat, you can call it a frat, and any guy that would bust your chops about calling it a frat must come from a fag frat.
We used to kick Sig Phi asses.
Well, then why do you get uptight about fraternity, dickweed?
Because, first of all, it's a negative term.
And no, it is.
Drink Mike's Hard Lemonade.
How is it a negative term?
That is a girly drink.
You know what?
Now you're changing the subject.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you can't change the subject when you were serious about your original. And I, as a frat brother, I can tell you that doesn't bother anybody I know in the fraternity community.
No, you're correct. We just used to bust the balls for our pleasure for saying that.
Yeah, didn't care.
No.
He had no point.
What is your frat? What is your fag frat?
I'm a Delta Phi.
Oh, of course. Of course you are.
Of course.
Okay, rich boy.
All right, goodbye.
See you later, Rich Boy.
Cadillac, thank you.
Bye, Rich Boy.
All right, bye, poor boy.
Fag is insulting. Say faggot.
girly. Yeah. Well, Buzz, I won't call
preppy,
you.
Preppy frat.
Yeah,
okay.
Tie your tennis sweater around your neck now.
Take care, Spalding.
I can't do that. Yeah. I want a hot dog and a hamburger.
Oh, God.
You know when he gets the joke.
God, man, just laugh. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Did you watch any of that? It was on cable last night.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it was that perfect time, too, when we got back from the train.
I was flipping around. Nothing's on.
Caddyshack.
There it is.
You.
Caddyshack.
You. You know, you realize what really, when you look at it as far as... As a comedy, it's great, but when you look at how it's crafted and, like, with the actors and actresses, like, who cast that Irish girl as Danny Noonan's girlfriend? She was a pig.
Fabulous.
She was totally a
fabulous
pig.
Fabulous cast. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, are you still on the Atkins diet there?
No.
No?
Yes.
Did your kidney doctor...
Yes.
Did your kidney doctor give you any warning about that?
No. Yes.
Apparently, it's bad for your kidneys.
Yes. No. No.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Sometimes.
No. What was the question?
If you're still on the
Yes.
diet.
No.
Yes?
No.
I like this.
I refuse to take medical information from anybody on the telephone anymore. Okay?
All right. You look into it, though.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bad for your kidneys.
Go back to the frat.
Get out of here. Goodbye. Oh, I almost forgot. It's time for the... Rob, I love it when you tap me on the shoulder that way. when I get the reassuring tap.
You two boys, don't ever do that to me on the train platform again.
We double teamed Mike with a double fag move yesterday.
That I cannot handle. I literally cannot handle that. I mean, just homophobia bursts through my skin.
Well, every week on this show, we pride ourselves on getting the hottest newsmaker of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes it's a national figure. Sometimes it's someone we've worked with closely at the radio station.
Right.
This week, I'm telling you, we're lucky.
Yep.
And I want to tell you, as a fellow who got his start as a rock and roll disc jockey, it's very exciting for me to interview this chap.
Oh, who do you have?
He's a musical legend, and Mike, he has no sympathy for the devil.
Oh, wow, I'm excited.
He's the lead guitarist of the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Kids, get your ya-yas out. This is the gas, gas, gas. Here is Mr. Keith Richards.
Hey, it's Tally Ho, sir. I love your show.
Keith? Keith, I believe you are mistaken.
I believe you are no talent ass. I mean, look at you. A money suit, orange fingers, clogs, and a very bad job with the hair plugs. Am I or am I not looking at sir?
I believe you are looking in a mirror, Keith. Turn around.
Aye, burgers. Man, it's the body Don Geronimo. How could I miss my mate?
The body.
Man, now, where's my bloody syringe?
Keith, your bloody syringe. Isn't bloody considered a bad word in London?
Yes and no. Yes, it's a no-no word, but my needle's covered in blood. Now, shoot me up between the toes, what was this jockey of feces?
Now, listen, Keith, I want to tell you something. Drugs will kill you.
Really? When?
From the way you smell, I'd say about 8 weeks ago.
Bug off, you fat freak. Did you get my dressing room rider to be on this piece of crap radio show?
I believe our legal department is reviewing it right now.
Done.
Yes.
Speaking of your fine legal department here at Infinity.
Yes.
On behalf of me and Mick and the rest of the AARP, what were you guys thinking when you put that dumb sex in the church stunt, eh?
Oh, no.
Now, K-Man, we have this problem a lot.
We do.
That wasn't us.
Man, that scene made the desert aftermath seem like a whoopee cushion. I mean, you lads have bad taste.
Listen, Keith... That wasn't us.
Blimey, well then. Hey, I'd kill for a dreamsicle right now. That's right, that Cosfield's miniskirt at mom sure was sexy.
Oh, God.
Hey, dumbass, where's my horse?
Keith, I've got it right here. Let's review your rider for the dressing room.
Right, chap. This is actually the official Stones rider for our Smells Like Bang Gay Tour 2002. Read on, pig face prick.
All right. It says here that you guys need protein-rich Ensure for the boyish Ron Wood. For the very young Charlie Watts, he wants every episode of Matlock on videotape.
There you go.
And Sir Mick demands a rascal transportation device with a Jaguar hood ornament and the gigantic Stones logo on the side. But I don't see you here. What about you, K-Pax? What do you need?
Well, starts with H, ends with N.
Oh, dear.
Starts with H, ends with N.
I think I can guess.
Ham and onion?
F you. Man, that's so bloody stupid. You know, that doesn't even count as a joke. No, I need me heroin. Heroin, man, heroin. Buckets of it. Now inject me, Captain Bombass.
Captain what? Captain,
You dumbass captain. Come on, inject me, man.
I don't feel comfortable shooting you up.
I don't feel comfortable being on this second-rate show. I mean, where's my man Buzz? He'll do me right. Where is he?
He's right next to you.
Oh, there you are. I couldn't tell. I lost my vision years ago when I started shooting heroin into my eyeball. That's right. I got track marks on my pupils that look like road maps.
All right. Now, if you're all shot up everywhere, where can Buzz shoot the heroin into you?
Me bum. That's
bum.
Right. Yeah. Or as you Yang say, me anus. That's right. Me Boston Red Sox eliminated anus. Me love for Tanya anus. Me leather vest in a gay bar anus.
Thank you, buddy.
Me yaz of the fag anus.
Oh, no.
Hey, Buzz. Meet me anus. Shoot me up. Shoot me up, you'll never stop.
I don't wanna see this, Keith.
Wow.
There must be another way.
All right, Dr. Phil. How about you put me a boiled piece of meat in a blender with a couple of pounds of good heroin? That's right, and I'll have me a nice piece of heroin slurpee.
Keith? How about this? How about you give up heroin?
Don, how about you give up food?
Keith, give up heroin.
Don, give up radio.
Let's move on.
Oh, wow.
Our guest today is legendary rock and roll corpse Keith Richards.
Look, my arm just fell off.
His arm just fell off.
The arm.
Keith, who have been the biggest influences in your career?
Well, I've always felt the influence of narcotics. Buggers, that was a joke.
I laugh.
My mentor is really a campy chap from Philly, goes by the name of Tim Sabian.
Oh, wow. Sabian. Well, now, this will be a vital information. What has Tim Sabian taught you and the Rolling Stones?
Well, you notice that in our most current tour, we played the same song every 53 minutes. That's right. And you know what else?
What?
We all trimming our beards daily and trying to look more like Garth Brooks.
There you go.
Wow.
Yes, and finally, we've just moved Mick to overnight. Our schedule is complete now.
Okay, Mark, obviously that is a joke. We're busting Tim's balls. Really seriously, who has influenced the Rolling Stones?
Okay, mate. Here's the super secret skinny. Our biggest influence is a little-known quartet that mainly plays restaurants and old country buffets. We get our mojo from the Mike O'Mara Crab Blues Band. That's right, they rock, man.
Wow.
Oh, blimey, my leg just fell off and turned to dust.
Well, now his arm and his leg have fallen off.
Man, it's incredible.
Keith, what else have you learned from Mike's disc jockey band?
Well, for one thing, we never sold T-shirts until they did. Yeah, now we merchandise our asses off. Hey, Mike, wherever you are,
yeah.
Godspeed.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for the Godspeed.
And Keith. One other note to you, Mike.
Yeah.
I was speaking to Mike's dear mother, who told me about the church sex thing.
Yeah.
And both she and I are greatly disappointed in him.
That wasn't us, Keith.
Why? Why are you disappointed in Mike?
Well, it's not because of the stunt. It was because of what we read in radio and records last week about Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, you believe that?
I mean, I know I took a lot of heroin, but mm-hmm. It's under control.
Right.
Mike, face your demons.
Yeah, I will. I'll try, Keith.
Dry out, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Dry out.
Not tonight.
You're one to talk.
You're one to talk.
Keith, you mentioned merchandising. What new products do the Stones have on this tour this year?
Let me see. We got steel wheelchairs. We got the Ron Wood hemorrhoidal pillow.
Oh, wow.
The Charlie Watts suppositories.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mick Jagger adult diaper.
Wow.
And don't forget the Bill Wyman casket.
The Bill Wyman casket.
Oh,
now, that is
no.
That is tasteless.
That is.
Tasteless money in my pocket that soon will be surging through my tired veins. Hey, Mr. DJ, shoot me up, man. I've been spreading my toes for 5 minutes already. And I've only got 5 toes left.
Yeah, the other one turned to dust.
Make that 3.
Oh, no.
Keith Richards, you seem to be falling apart before our very eyes.
Don, your career seems to be falling apart. That's right. They shift your time slot the way I shift my IV needle.
All right, now, Keith, I do have good news for you.
Oh, is it a fact we're not doing the AIDS joke this week?
No, quiet mouth.
Okay. I've got full-blown AIDS. We all do.
Thank you.
Ha-ha-ha-dee-ha-ha. Pretty surprising, you know, since people who get AIDS are either drug users who practice unprotected sex. And oh, yeah, and faggots like Charlie Watts.
Oh, dear. No big K.
Hey, we're not doing the AIDS joke this week. The good news is you're going to get to meet your biggest fan. He works here on the show. His name is Mr. Joseph Ardinger.
Wow.
Oh, the retarded lad who answers your phones and is dressed like Ernie from Sesame Street? I don't want to meet him. I'm so goddamn sick of our money fans. All of them are age over 60 ponytailed freaks. That's right. I told Mick next year, let's not tour. You know, just have all our stupid fans send us $150 each.
But Keith, Joe is a relatively young man, and he has a gift for you.
Oh, me like gifts. Crikey, what is it?
Crikey. Joe's gift is his open mouth and yearning stomach.
Oh, dear.
Bollocks! You mean he wants to give me a moniker?
He sure does, Keith. He sure does.
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring him to me. That's right. And while he's servicing me, perhaps he could shoot this heroin into my tank.
All right, Joe. Joe, come to the studio, please.
Oh, never mind. My penis just fell off. Can I get a dustpan in here?
God.
You know, we're going to have to get some Elmer's glue and duct tape.
Jesus.
So you can play your gig at the First Union Center tonight.
Damn. All I am now is a disembodied head.
You know, literally, you are a rolling stone. Hey, kids. Who wants to play a little soccer with Keith Richards' head?
Hey, Don. Do not degrade me by playing football with my head. You know, treat me with dignity. I demand you freeze my head like that famous heroin addict, Ted Williams.
Wow.
If that's what you want, that's what you'll get.
I do. But first, please just dump my head in a bowl of heroin.
All right. So, dump your head in a bowl of heroin. How do we get you out of here?
Well, get a bowling bag. Do you buggers still have that sissy bowling team?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. And you know what? We can put your head in Buzz's sack.
Ah, yeah, that pleases me greatly. That's right. It'll give me satisfaction. Hey, Buzz, how come you dance so good, eh?
Any final words?
Yeah.
Keith Richards, any final words before we zip you up?
Of course. Your show sucks. And this beat had more holes in it than my left arm.
Keith, you are a legend.
Don, you're a bastard, and good day to you,
sir.
Oh,
wow.
But Keith, your heroin, it's all over the floor.
Oh, it is? Well, give it a buzz to make cookies with. I said good day, honky-tonk woman!
There he goes.
Give me the honky-tonk blues.
Keith Richards.
There he is.
Keith Richards, ladies and gentlemen.
Keith Richards, everybody.
There he goes. Wait.
That would be a Don and Mike exclusive.
That is really special.
Keith Richards, our newsmaker of the week.
There goes the dreadlock Keith Richards.
There you go.
The Nigerian Keith Richards.
Oh, and Rob and I are worried. We only had 9 pages of script this week.
Look at that quality. That was tight, bright, out of sight, fellas. I like that one.
I like the heroin theme and his arms falling off.
And his penis.
And his penis at the end.
Right as Joe was about to give him oral.
Yeah, and that was the funniest part of it. Joe walking into the studio bright-eyed.
Yeah.
What do you need me to do?
Joe, come here. He's just walking in. All right, clear the lines. We got to keep up. Schedule today.
And we're asking you to come down outside the studio for the big march on Main Street.
Starting at 7 hours from now. Let's clear the lines now. Call 100, playing for $500 with the secret sound. I will give another clue today.
Good.
To call 100 at 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.